B-Pod Studios.
It's a Red Party Podcast.
Off Mic Roy, we love you.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Off Mic Roy, we were talking about how you're a new homeowner of about 6 months. You moved from an apartment to a home, so you don't have all the items in a home that one would need.
I'm broke.
Well, it's not a money thing. It's just like you just realize you don't need them. Or is it a money thing?
Well, I mean, that's a lot of things I have to buy.
I can't even tell if you're off. You're off, Mic Roy.
All right, I'm back.
So get this. We were talking about it this morning. You don't have a wheelbarrow.
No.
You don't have a rake.
No.
But you have a pretty good-sized yard and a shed, so it seems like those two items need to be in your have.
They can't fit. I don't have that much. My shed's not big.
You can put the rake in the shed and put the wheelbarrow outside the shed.
Or it's going to get rusted.
It won't get rusted. There's make solid plastic wheelbarrows now specifically to stay outside.
And then so that's going to sit beside my shed where all the snakes can hide.
That's true. It's a crapshoot when you pick the wheelbarrow up, but...
It's for all the things to come and kill me and bite me.
By the way, Nicole, did you know it's wheelbarrow? And not wheelbarrow.
No, I didn't know that.
B-A-R-R-O-W.
Wheelbarrow. Am I saying it right?
You say it with an L.
I know. That's how I used to say it. But apparently when you go and buy one, they tell you that you need to buy a wheelbarrow.
A wheelbarrow.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, someone Southern totally made
so
up a
so it's with a W and not a L?
Yeah, B-A-R-R-O-W. Barrow.
Barrow. I'm going to still say it wheelbarrow.
Well, I call it a yard cart.
That's my yard cart. Look at the yard cart. I can put groceries in that bad boy.
Yeah. It's like a wagon.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hi, Loren. We're talking about, did you know that it's wheelbarrow with a RRW and not barrel?
No, I did not know that.
And when you look it up, you could get a wheelbarrow or a yard cart. Roy, here's a gorilla cart, a folding cart like the one that you had at your apartment.
For my groceries? I still use that thing, by the way. I don't know, man. I just, and then realistically, how much can I do for the yard?
You got a good size yard.
Yeah, but maybe professionals need to take the wheel.
You know what you should do is you should get one of those, the beach carts that you can wheel on the beach and you can put everything in them and then you can just double purpose it.
I was about to say, because I may use a wheelbarrow once a year, twice a year.
Then get a pull cart.
Right?
Get a pull cart then.
Yeah.
Now, the wheelbarrow is easier to push if there's heavy stuff in there than pulling heavy stuff.
Right.
You load the wheelbarrow to the front and all the weight goes there. That's the idea of it.
Right.
Okay. Now, 980 sent us a text message.
I don't even have a pickup truck.
That's what you need. You need a dump truck like your dad.
Yeah.
Roy needs the following because we talked on the air, Loren, about the things that every new homeowner essentials you need in your house. Spare shower curtains.
Don't have that.
Weed sprayer.
Don't have that.
Spare shower curtains? Why?
No, I don't know.
I never needed a spare shower curtain, except for when I wrapped that body up.
Weed sprayer?
Don't have that.
I heard you, Loren. Shovel.
Don't have that. Why would I need a shovel? I ain't
digging
the holes.
I'm going to bang through these, and you say, yep, nope. Shovel.
No.
Rake.
No.
Hoe.
Don't call stir.
Water hose.
No. Yes.
Batteries and extra
Although
batteries.
I hate my water hose. I have the worst water hose ever. I want to throw it away.
Water hose pipe?
Yeah, it's too thick. Hose pipe. I bought the biggest
hose pipe.
I got the biggest, thickest water hose, and I feel like a firefighter lugging it around. It's too heavy.
Okay, well, you don't need industrial strength. Just a regular yard hose would be good. Okay. Spare paint to touch up the walls. The owner should have left that.
I do have that.
CO2 detectors.
I do have that.
Broom.
Yes.
Mop.
Yes.
Lint roller.
Yes.
Band-aids.
Yes.
Ointments.
Yes.
Spare screws, nuts, and bolts.
Yes, but again, I don't know what they go to. They're spare.
Teflon.
Yes.
Not there. Teflon tape. This is the same text, by the way.
What's Teflon tape? Is that painter's tape?
It's not.
Maybe plumber's tape?
Oh.
Is that what Teflon
I'm looking. To like fix a leaky pipe. Yeah, plumber's tape. That's right.
No,
look at you, Ren.
I don't have plumber's tape.
Your dad was a plumber, wasn't he?
My dad was a jack of all trades. He could literally fix anything.
Okay, here's the same text message. Wall patch.
Yes.
Sander.
No. Yeah, well, I have the little strip things. I don't have like a machine.
No, but just a sanding block.
But Roy, you mean to tell me that you have plaster in your house and that you know how to patch a hole in the wall?
Yep, because I have wood filler. And
wood
I've been,
filler's different than plaster.
Well, I don't have plaster, but I have wood filler. I have caulk.
Get this.
Caulk.
That's what I said.
I have plaster, and I have fixed holes in walls.
Well, you punch holes, and we're going to get to you next with anger.
Oh, boy.
Keep going.
By the way, I had an angry punch.
Did you really?
In my old house.
I've never punched anything out of anger.
I was working on my bike, trying to get my chain on, and I couldn't get the bike to stand up straight, and I got so mad at it that I didn't want to hurt my bike. I just punched a hole in the wall, and then I didn't want Amanda to know, so I covered it with, like, a towel that said, like, it was, like, a Hornets towel that you get on, like, giveaway night.
Okay.
And when we moved, I went to take it off. I go, whoops, I'll leave that there. And then the contractor that worked on my house worked on my old house. He goes, hey, send me a picture. He goes, nice hole. I was like, well, yeah, I was mad at my bike. Okay, mouse traps.
Nope.
Home protection spray for bugs.
No. I have a service that comes once a quarter and does that.
Fire extinguisher.
No.
You already said no to that. Gloves, rubber gloves for household cleaning supplies.
I do have that, yes.
Bleach.
I do not have that.
What do you mean you don't have bleach? You don't bleach your whites?
No, I do not.
His whites ain't white, so he doesn't need bleach.
Oh, when do I ever really wear white?
Your sheets.
All men should bleach their underwear.
We don't bleach our underwear.
You should.
I don't.
Maybe Dallas is bleaching his underwear and it's making his nuts burn. No. Have you ever thought of that? Poor Dallas.
No, it's just for your whites, dude.
I don't have many whites.
That's true. I don't wear white underwear anymore either.
It's all colors. In fact, my underwear is fun colors, like bright blue and hot pink.
Yep, I'm currently wearing a maroon.
Yeah. You know what? I should once a day wear a fun, colorful underwear and show you guys.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Do you have takeout menus from different restaurants around your neighborhood?
No, but you know, I remember when I was a 911 operator, they had a binder filled of like every restaurant's menu, and you would go through the binder.
So old school. Like, yeah.
You're right. Like, why would you need that anymore?
Stovetop cleaner.
No, I don't have stovetop cleaner, but I actually watched, like, a miracle video of this stovetop cleaner, and it literally makes it look brand new.
Yeah.
And I don't have it. Yes.
Okay. Well, that'll do a stovetop cleaner, too.
What's the a magic eraser? Everybody has to have magic erasers.
I have many magic erasers because they're wonderful.
They are. Magic eraser.
Scuffs be gone.
They are the best
things. Even if you get into a little fender bender, it could scuff out a mark.
Push pins.
No. I don't. No, not for clothes. What? I don't sew.
No, push pins that you put in the wall. Like if you're putting a poster up of, let's say, Tom Brady in your room.
No. No, I don't have that.
Now, I have push pins because Dean has blinds and curtains, and the curtains, to keep it dark in there, I have to pin them to the wall.
I just got the cheapo blinds.
Yeah. Speaking of the walls and ceilings, Nicole, did you ever get the stars on your wall that you wanted? You wanted to put stars on the ceiling or something?
Oh, the galaxy world.
Yeah,
to
you were
going to
use your stimulus check to buy those.
Yeah, well, I browsed and I looked at it, but no, I didn't buy it.
Okay. Speaking of Nicole, today she broke some news that she found out that her roommate girlfriend was sending some sext messages to not one, but two guys, two different guys.
That I know of,
was
yeah.
it at the same time, or was she texting one guy before and one guy after?
You know, like, looking, I have, like, dates. Like, I mean, it wasn't just, like, a one-and-done type thing. Like, it was over the span of a week for both of them. But it just so
did they cross each other, though?
I don't know. I mean, it's a blur. I like blacked out when
I'm
it
sorry.
Happened. But it was like the week after her birthday. So like the week after, I did like everything in my freaking power to make sure that, you know, because I felt bad that we were in quarantine for her birthday. So I did everything in my power to make sure that it was good. Got her, like, we had booked a flight. I booked us a flight to Denver. All that. So I was
well,
butthurt.
Maybe you've already answered this. How does she know this person?
One is someone she has hooked up with in the past, and the other one is someone, I guess, who has shown that she's known forever and has shown interest in her.
And both are men?
Yeah. Twinks, if you ask me.
You thought she was, like, strictly a lesbian this whole time. Like, you didn't know that she was, I mean, I guess bisexual.
Yeah, and well, so I had known, so she's never, like, had a boyfriend. She all of her previous relationships have been with women. And when we met, you know, when you get to know somebody and have all that conversation that you do in the beginning, that was one of the things that I was so attracted to, is that, you know, after coming out of a 4-year relationship with someone that I felt insecure about, like, dudes 24/7, like, it was really comforting because she really did talk and act like she knew what she wanted. And that was such a selling point to me because, yeah, she was 24 when we met. So at 24, obviously, like, I knew that I liked girls, but her emotional matureness was so, like, was so impressive to me. So she told me, I knew that she has hooked up with dudes in the past, but it was more of a, like, I'm bored and single type thing.
Right.
So, like, it never, like, to me, like, whatever, you know, most girls that you meet who she didn't come out until college. So most girls that you meet these days that aren't, I guess, like, my type of lesbian, like, more masculine, have experimented with guys. And you know, as I think you, I mean, you have to know what you like and what you don't like, you know?
Yeah.
So that never bothered me. And, you know, going forward, she considered herself a lesbian. So, like, that was, like, the kicker is, like, you know, even if I think I would have been less hurt if I, like, caught her talking to, like, an ex-girlfriend.
I got the vibe from her that she was bisexual. And I don't know why. I don't know why. And I didn't from your ex.
From Lauren, really?
Yeah, who was.
Is.
And is, yeah. Was with you, is still, yes.
Can I ask a question? Just, I mean, obviously as a straight woman, I have no idea the answer to this. But for somebody who is bisexual, do you think that they, like, once they get into a rut with somebody, that they, like, get bored and or miss the other gender?
You know, I think
penis is a hell of a thing.
I think being bisexual, it's not fair that they get such a bad rep. Like, I know so many lesbians who, like, hate on bisexuals, which is, you know, that's not even the point, like, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think that for, like, if you genuinely are attracted to both, then I don't think it's necessarily such a thought out process as it is who comforts you when you're done with something.
Wow.
You know, I don't think that it's like, oh, I'm going to swear off women for a year and pursue dudes. Like, I don't think, but I think that a lot of people judge bisexuals saying, oh, they're attracted to everybody. They, you know, anyone can get with them.
But you're an enigma, though, Nicole, because you're such a badass, attractive chick that even my wife, who I'm married to for 9 years, is like, dude, I'd leave you in a heartbeat for Nicole. And I was like, but you're not even gay. She's like, I'll become gay. And when you have that persona and you get that response from women, you have to be careful who you find, because there's a lot of women out there that have that. And then they're with you for a year and they're like, you know what? I do. I miss the penis. I miss the man.
Yeah,
and Roy, by the way, yes, there are some women who miss penis.
That's interesting.
And that was...
Roy's never missed a penis.
No, I love it.
That was the girl that I dated before Lauren. That was actually why we broke up. Because every girl that I've dated was straight before me. But she told me straight up. She was like, hey, you know, she was older than me. And she's like, I just don't see myself... this was after about a year. She's like, I don't see myself marrying a female. Like, I love you and I love hanging out with you and hooking up with you, but I just don't see, like, a legit future. Like, I picture myself ending up with a dude. And I was like, damn, like, that's a blow. But I've never had someone be that honest.
But are you not physically attracted to your typical gold star lesbian?
I don't know. I think the problem is like, I find feminine women attractive.
Right. I know.
And,
I do too.
You know, now they're
which is why we're always going to lunch together when we used to be able to go to lunch together.
There's so many different strands of lesbians and queers and, you know, whatever it is. But, like, I like feminine women, and it's just harder, at least in my experience in Raleigh and in Charlotte, it has been harder to find a feminine woman that is a lesbian versus a feminine woman that is straight and questioning or bi.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Why do I understand this? I don't know, but I totally understand exactly what she's talking about, and I saw this coming.
Wouldn't this be a good... So is your ex trying to get with you, and you're saying no? Are you guys going to try to work on it, but you're still... But now you're no longer exclusive? What's that? What's happening? Like, what is...
Are you talking Kylie?
Yeah.
So I kind of told her, like... You know, because she's moving out in June, and she's going to be, like, living with her best friend.
Was that the plan before you found these?
Yes. Yeah, that's been the plan.
Okay.
And that was such a...
But you'd stay together at that point?
Well, so it was going to be more of a, like, a building period because, you know, we moved in, like, very quickly, and that definitely took a toll on things. But for us, it was more of a... financial making sense versus let's take the next step, you know? And mm-hmm. then for me, like, my mind is very, very weird. So, like, when things got full steam ahead, my mind, like, shuts down, like, no, it can't do this. So my mind just has the ability to get freaked out and completely withdraw. And that's what I did. And so the whole moving out thing was going to be really good because it was going to give us that chance to, you know, actually to date. Because even this time last year, I was living with Lauren,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so so Kylie and I would, she was living with her parents. I would stay at her parents' house, or like we would hang out when Lauren was out of town. Like it's just never been on like starting fresh terms. And that's what I was really looking forward bless you. That's what I was really looking forward to. Oh boy.
Sorry. And, take my temperature, buddy.
I'm balanced.
And so that's what I was really looking forward to is that possibility of just being able to be, you know, two people in their 20s dating without, you know, having to have those serious conversations.
That's a unicorn. But you're not going to find that.
Why not?
Huh? No,
you're not going to find someone in their young 20s who's going to be what you're looking for.
You're not listening. Well,
wait, yes, I am.
Not, but that's not fair. I met Dallas when I was 21 years old.
Because when people are, but yeah, I know. And there's no way. Same with Amanda. Amanda was 24 and like fresh out of college. And like, she of course is wondering, she has had that conversation in her head. Like, did I do the right thing? Did I fuck my 20s up by getting married so early and having kids? And like,
I mean, I don't feel like I did.
I think you did.
Really?
I've been in your head before.
I waited a long time to have kids. I've been in your head before. I don't feel like I gave anything up in my 20s.
Dumb argument.
I'm 35 and I don't give anything up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but Roy, like, to your point, like, what I was saying is, like, that's where her and I were headed down.
Yeah.
And so now, like, I've told her, you know, right now I know enough about toxic relationships and healthy relationships to know that my trust level for her is at zero. And even though, like, I'm not the crazy type, like, I'm not going to be up her ass 24/7. I will never go through someone's phone again. Like, I don't ever want to. At this point,
really?
I think I'd rather just not know. I can just picture being on the couch with her watching a movie, and if she's on my if she's on her phone, like, what thought process is going to go through my head?
Yeah, you're going to have trusting issues.
Or if she moves out and, you know, like, goes MIA for a weekend, like, is my brain going to automatically go to, oh, great, well, she's out doing whatever?
Well,
yes.
But this is a good opportunity for her, that if she wants to explore the guys and explore that part of her sexuality.
Yeah, and that's...
I mean, granted, she should have broke up with you and said, hey, listen, I'm
right.
having these emotions.
And that's what I told her. And we had that conversation, actually, like, today or last night. I was just like, hey, dude, like, first off, you're not wrong. Like,
yeah.
I'm not shaming you for doing because they're guys. Like,
I'm like, shame you the way you did it.
But if it wasn't, you know, like our saying was, it's you and me until it's not.
Yeah.
So if you didn't feel like you were getting enough attention, if you felt like you needed to get your needs met elsewhere, then don't try to sleep with me. Stop making me say that you're the only person that I'm going to be with. Like, it was just the selfishness behind it that I just don't, you know, maybe that's how I was 4 years ago, but I'm not into that now.
Instagram posted. Okay.
Oh boy, let me go look.
So,
All right.
Text messages. 704. Oh boy.
What? Did Lorraine record in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nicole, my housemate is 100% single and 100% lesbian and older, and I would totally hook you up with her. Oh, and I'll give you a haircut. That's a text message we got today. Nicole, try the app Tammy, T-A-
Oh my God, I'm deleting I-M-A. This, man.
Why? That's a good Insta.
Oh.
That's good. Roy, go check it out. I need a second opinion.
I don't want to see it before you delete it.
Instead of Tinder, it's strictly for women looking for other women. Good luck. Have you ever heard of that app?
No. I've never been on, I'm just taking away some of the words.
It's like, Nicole, that's a good picture.
I thought so.
I haven't lived in the dating world app, dating app world, because for 4 years I was dating Lauren, and I feel like right before that I was dating this chick named Annie. So during that time period is when people started using dating apps.
Oh, well, now's a good time to start.
I know. So now I'm about to be exposed to the dating app world. I can't wait. But it's so dumb. Like, that's the thing is that, like, you know, I know half of those people on there, like, shouldn't be on there. Because even for me, like, there's no part of me that wants to meet more than one individual, go on more than one date, and have the same conversation with more than, like, that. There's nothing about that. It may sound old school, but if I'm out and I meet someone, great. But I don't want to meet someone on a dating app.
Sounds like fun to me.
It's so easier to get laid.
828 sent a text message and said,
before dating apps.
that she loved your bio, which was above average at keeping indoor plants alive. You said that was going to be your Tinder bio. She said, that's perfect. She said, plus all the beautiful lesbians are on TikTok for some reason.
There you go.
TikTok's not a dating app.
And TikTok's also for 14-year-olds.
Right.
Somebody else.
And I had this conversation last night that if I was single, because all his friends are like on TikTok now and he was contemplating getting one, put the kibosh on that. But I was like, if I was single and I was dating somebody your age, my first red flag would be if you had a TikTok, would be done.
Yeah, homeboy doesn't even have an Instagram and he wants a TikTok.
Oh, he asked me if he could get an Instagram too, and no. You're not politically correct.
Well, Cash has an Instagram, and she won't let her husband get one.
Yeah,
because
Dallas,
I run Cash's.
Dallas actually had a really funny birthday message Facebook post that he put up, but I don't check Facebook often, and I felt bad I didn't get it till like almost a full 24 hours later, but it was, he might need an Insta. Can you let him have
an
Insta?
Here's the thing, though. Then I have to babysit that account, too.
Just tell him not to use you or friend you. This way there's no connection. He could have like a burner account.
Maybe.
Listen, one more person sent a text message and said, I always joke with my wife saying if I ever leave, I'm going after Nicole. She's a hottie. She even cut her hair like you. We love listening to you. Keep up the great work. And she sent the picture. She cut her hair like you, Nicole, so you can look in the mirror. Anyway, all right. That's a Rap Party podcast. We've gone 23 minutes. And thank you, Nicole, for sharing all that information.
By the way, Roy didn't even do this.
No, I've been dying to go home.
I know, bud. You got to get out of here. It's 11:47. All right.
Go.
Bye, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.